Hi, is Zafarin?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Sam. I'm with the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Yourself, sir?
Not too bad, not too bad. We're working on your file, trying to get you an approval over here. I had a couple questions for you. Do you have a minute to talk? Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right, so it looks like we're looking to purchase a trailer, right? Okay. Now, I have the cost here at about 75,000. Is that right? Okay, perfect. And looks like according to the notes, it's a refrigerated trailer. You're gonna shift over to transferring perishables.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
right.
Okay. Now, do you have any other of these refrigerated trailers at this point?
I have three at the moment, yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is going to be an additional one to your fleet. Okay. Now, as far as a timeline goes on this, what sort of timeline? When are you looking to bring the trailer on?
Right away.
Okay. All right. And do you have, I mean, is there work already in place for it? Do you know about what a trailer like this brings you each month? I mean, you have three other ones. Do you have something to base it on?
Like this, yeah, they're bringing about 2,200, 2,225.
Okay.
But the truck brings more, like trailer alone. Actually, what am I saying? No, that price is actually a rental price. Now, you have to pay 2,200 for the rental if you rent it. And if you have
Okay.
your own, yeah, you can make much more.
Sure. Okay, so right now, are you renting the three?
No, first year, but then the rent was like, I was calculating, like, within a year, I can just pay it off, like 40,000, 45,000 is going for a rent a year, right?
Sure.
So if I buy the used one within a year, I'll just pay it off. And then, it's after 1 year, once it's paid off, I got my own. So those
Yeah.
two already paid off. The third one we're paying. The
Okay.
fourth one, now I'm gonna get it within a year. I can just pay it off because the other two paid off can cover what I'm borrowing from you, and this one can, save the
Yeah.
money and
Yeah,
then
it's going to
you can
increase your
buy stuff.
margins. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, and down the
Okay.
road you can buy.
Okay, I got a good clear picture on that. Now, really to clean all of this up, I have a few other areas that I just need to iron out here. As far as the ownership of the company goes, I see on the tax
Yeah, that's the
return.
thing. I'll tell you, on the tax return, the only reason that we add this guy because he needed to buy something. So he, the there is one of the bank, what's it called? Somebody at the bank, they recommended it to do it that way so he can get, approved. We did that only on the paperwork, so he's not, he's not a partnership or anything, but we did it on the paperwork so he can make the purchase. And he made a purchase last year, and he paid off, and the guy's happy about it now.
Oh, okay. So you put him on the paperwork so he could get approved, and he got approved through the business, and he has since
But
paid
still,
that off.
they give it to my business, and I paid it off. So, and the guy got his equipment now, yeah.
Okay. So we're working with you as the 100% owner of the business.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The next one was, it looks like I have two addresses, a Brooklyn address and an address in Ohio. My notes say that that's for an
Sure.
overflow lot.
The reason that we did Ohio, why? Because New York, there is no place to park the trailers here, right?
Sure.
So what we did, we changed to Ohio because the insurance policy and everything. Hello, are you there?
Yes, yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah. So yeah, we changed it because there's no parking in the area for the truck, and I live in the apartment. And then we moved the company to Ohio. It operates from Ohio and Brooklyn. Since I didn't move out from Brooklyn to Ohio yet, that's why I work from this office. And other office is not mostly for dispatching. It's mostly for fixing the truck, checking the parking, and everything,
Oh, okay. Now,
But
is
this
that
business is we are we have a what do you call it? Authorized. We're authorized to hold within 48 states. So
Okay, yeah, so that was my next question. So you got the trucks are going all over the place, and, you know, the place in Ohio just happens to be, you know, kind of...
Yeah, as bigger you get, you can have more branches, you know?
Sure, okay. All right, perfect, gotcha. Now, let me see, have you looked anywhere else to get this financing for the truck yet?
I did, but the payback is too high.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, there are some issues with the file. Like, I can be upfront and let you know that. You know, we're working with your credit score. I'm not sure if Jaw went over it with you or not, but you're at a 635, so it's below average. And really a big issue on there is you have 0% of your credit available to you right now. So your revolving is just maxed out. So that creates kind of, you know, it's a subpar borrower, basically. So we're working through that to get you approved. The reason it's taking a little while is you do have a lot of the negative days in the bank account. Now, you have solid cash flow, so there's a lot going in, but there's also a lot going out. I see that you dip down in the negative a number of days. What is causing that to happen? Are you waiting on payments for something, or?
No, the thing is, the trucks are, actually, I had five trucks didn't work for 2 weeks. That's why.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay, so I just needed to get a few little explanations there, iron out the ownership, which we're going to roll with you as 100%, and get an idea of, you know, that there's an actually established a return on the investment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue moving the file along. We are hoping to get you some sort of an answer probably by tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you have questions, you can always, you know, call Ja, and I'm sure she will probably be the next one that's reaching out to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.